Pathway of Peace, Pools of Reflection, Week 6, Day 37, Advance with New Strength. So let's read from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 12. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the might of his power. Put on the full armour of God so that you may take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Thought for reflection. I love this book of Ephesians, which, for me, is a real manual of life. It opens with focusing us on the love of the Father. It then teaches us about our relationships in the church, the workplace, and family. And finally, it instructs us how to take authority in the spiritual realms. So here, in the last chapter of Ephesians, Paul gives us one of the important, finally, instructions. I travel regularly, and as I walk out the house to catch my flight, I usually summarise the important tasks that must not be forgotten while I'm away. The final task, the one that I usually repeat several times, is the one that matters to me most. And so I recognise this pattern here as Paul writes his directions to the Ephesian church. Finally, he reminds them, remember, be strong in the Lord. So we need to hear the urgency of this statement from Paul and ensure that we find new strength in God to stand and advance in his purpose for us. We need to recognise that taking new levels of authority will always necessitate that we press through new challenges of opposition. But we need to become courageous fighters who are determined to take our position in God. The hardest perspective to keep in check during a fierce battle is who our enemy is. So often we personalise our opponent and fight the person rather than the spiritual atmosphere they carry. We can become consumed with suspicion towards our boss, who we believe marginalises us deliberately and then takes credit for our work, rather than recognising the insecurity and the control that works through him. We are deeply wounded by the angry retorts of our sister at a family gathering, rather than recognising a jealous spirit. We must understand that we are in a battle to birth our destiny, and this battle does get personal. So make sure you are struggling against the right opponent. Take a stubborn stand against the enemy and all his accusations and rebuke the devil's schemes against you. So today, just take a moment and reflect on the battles you need to win. Ask God to identify your real opponents. Then with fresh revelation, take your stand and overcome your struggles with dignity. Let's pray. Focus for confession. Father, I know that my strength comes from being connected to you. I receive new strength and revelation to fight these battles. Father, teach me how to put on the armour of God so that I can take my stand against every subtle scheme of the enemy. Make me more aware of the enemy's plans and help me recognise the battle areas with spiritual forces and overcome. I thank you so much for all the spiritual wisdom that you have given me so that I can overcome the enemy. You have made me to be more than a conqueror as I step forward in your strength. Amen.